KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio Bonus Tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
Hi, you're listening to
DJ Dish.
I'm DJ Vu.
I'm DJ Carrot, and on DJ Dish, we either dish or diss the latest music.
As well as Blinks, we are Swifties, a.k.a. Taylor Swift fans.
Since her latest album, Midnight's, the 3 a.m. version is out, we thought it would be a perfect time to discuss it.
Let's get started.
The first song that we're going to talk about is Lavender Haze.
It's really catchy. Like, I love the part where it starts out like,
yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Whoa.
Well, anyway, I think it was a really good choice to have as the first song on the album.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it's just like the Meet Me at Midnight part really like starts it off strong.
Yeah, it's kind of like the hook to it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Lavender Haze came from a 1950s quote, like in the Lavender Haze mean like a lot of like love for something or someone.
Next, we'll be talking about the third song on the album, which is Antihero.
It is reported to be one of Taylor Swift's favorite songs that she has ever sung.
I agree. It's, like, super catchy, and I love it.
And the music video is really, really awesome, too. When she says in the song that she has a dream that her daughter-in-law kills her for the money, they have, like, a funeral scene where it's revealed that she'll leave everything to her cats.
It has sort of, like, a dark theme, but the actual song is really happy.
Yeah, and also kind of like it's vulnerable in a way. Okay, the next song that we're going to be talking about is my favorite song on her album, Midnight Rain.
It's really like a standout song in this album because of the vocal distortions and basically like all the other stuff she does, like the more electronic feel.
Yeah, like the electropop and dream pop feel that it has.
I really like the lyric where it says, he wanted a bride, I was making my own name.
Chasing that fame, he stayed the same. Like, it shows like she's, like, independent.
One of my favorite songs in the album is what we are going to be calling Vigilante Stuff.
We recommend the clean version.
Exactly. This one is more of a revenge song.
Yeah, like when she goes, draw the cannon sharp enough to kill a man, like that.
If the lyrics aren't already amazing enough, then the beat that goes behind them really, like, emphasizes everything.
Oh, yeah.
I really like it.
I really, really love it. The last song that we are going to be talking about is Karma.
This song is sort of about revenge, but it's mostly about how karma comes in many different forms.
Like when she says that karma is a god, karma is a cat purring in her lap because it loves her.
The song has many different musical styles, and I think that really works with the idea that karma can come in different forms, too. Overall, I think this was one of my favorite albums by Taylor Swift.
Yes, definitely.
Each song was really unique, and I felt like they all had a different character.
Yeah, but they're not, like, unique and different character, like, all in your face. They fit really well together, and it wasn't, like, crazy.
I also really liked how the album was inspired by all the sleepless nights.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people had sleepless nights because they stayed up to listen to it.
Yeah, I think having this album be about sleepless nights was a really good choice, and it all tied everything together.
You've been listening to
DJ Dish
with DJ Vu
and DJ Carrot.
We hope you enjoyed listening to our thoughts on Taylor Swift's latest album, Midnights.
And if you haven't heard it before, check it out. You'll really like it.
For more DJ Dish, head to KXCI.org.
Stay safe with sugar!